Well, I traveled from Florida, and then I went to Charleston, South Carolina, where I stayed with Big Fatty at the Fat Cave. It was very interesting. Everyone, he does actually have a sling room, and he has strategically placed mirrors, or a mirror, so that he can see things. And the computer monitor is specifically made so that you can view porn at the same time. And on
They put
the
Saran
and it needs it probably. And on the sling itself, there's a roll of paper towels that are on the bar that you can just.
Excuse me, I need to blow my nose.
And so I stayed there for a couple days, or about a day and a half. And then I trekked my way on up to, where did I go? Oh, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking. Town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be. Just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Man, I need to blow my nose.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode number 898 of the BFO for Monday, the 11th of July, 2011. Yes, Big Fatty, 11-7-11 for those in the Southern Hemisphere. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me. Big Fatty, we're out of time for a little show. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it's a good thing that I didn't tell you what was coming up on today's little show, because y'all don't have the slightest idea. I haven't got the first thing on my list. But y'all, we're going to recap the weekend, and y'all, first of all, y'all, I was on the Twitter quite a bit over the weekend, and y'all, the old gal out there in Woodland Hills, Walnut Hills, whatever the hell you want to call it, y'all, she has taken the plunge. She has decided she is going to become a whore, like the rest of us. Because y'all, she's set up one of those Glamazon wish lists. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I was over there looking, and y'all, all she's got on there is $1,000 computers and camera accessories and a 44-pound box of See's candies. But y'all, Big Fatty went over and kind of looked through his. Amazon wish list. Speaking of Amazon wish list.
This just into the BFO birth canal exiting desk. Y'all, less than a month on August the 9th is Dr. Wes Stone's birthday. Yes.
Y'all, I can't believe it. I cannot believe that Dr. Stone is celebrating yet another year. Y'all, he's an old soul. He's an old soul. And now the rest of him's getting old, too. Big Fatty, that is just ugly. And y'all, you know, Dr. I don't know if Dr. Stone has one of those Glamazon wish lists or not, but y'all, you know he loves the cashews. He loves the cashews, but y'all, and I know he does not listen anymore. He has unsubscribed just like that. Brian in Boston, y'all, and you know many others. Yoshi over there in the Japan, Mexico, y'all, he's unsubscribed as well, because we hadn't heard a word from him. No, Big Fatty, nothing from Yoshi. And y'all, and you know the little Ozzy Butler, he is finally back in the future, y'all. He I believe he was arriving at back in Australia over the weekend, and, which y'all means that he's about a year and a half behind on shows. Bah, Travi, poor thing. Poor thing. Y'all, I don't know if Dr. Stone has one of those wish lists or not, but y'all... Y'all, what is that? Oh, that is the French toast and Bayfront. Yes, McFadden. Y'all, I didn't have any lunch today, and I don't know what I'm going to have for my supper either. So, but we'll see. But y'all, you know, he loves the cashews, and he loves to go to Vons. So, y'all, if you are so inclined, you know, a Vons gift card. And, y'all, anytime you can send cash money, just go by the ATM machine and send cash money, because, y'all, you know, he's raising funds to buy a new jalopy. Yes, McFadden. Anyway, y'all, I've decided what I'm getting Dr. Stone this year. Y'all, I'm going to get him a skunk. I'm getting him a skunk. Because y'all, I think he should keep it out on the back porch, and y'all, and I'm gonna get him a stick too, a skunk and a stick, and I'm gonna suggest that he get out there and poke the skunk with the stick, and then it'll shoot that stuff out of its butthole. Bam! Cheerios, and y'all, it'll send the stench, it'll send the skunk stench right up to the Stompersons, dear Stompersons, here's some skunk stench for you. Yes, big fat, you are retarded. So y'all, it's gonna be quite a week for Big Fatty, because Tuesday, the horror group is getting together, and y'all, we're going bowling, you know, Big Fatty won the bowling coupons at one of the raffles we had at the League. So we're going on Tuesday evening to go bowling, and y'all, I'm sure there'll be some snacking going on also. I hope the place doesn't smell like a skunk, though. But anyway, and y'all, then on Thursday, the hats are a-coming. You know, that's what that Paul Revere, you know, he ran through the city ringing the bells and yelling, the hats are coming, the hats are coming. And, oh, Lord. But y'all, the hats are coming, and they're going to be with me Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night, y'all. And y'all, it is a full moon weekend, y'all. I pity the gentleman callers that need Big Fatty's attention. I hope they get in here on hump day. Big Fatty, you'll be humped out by the time the hats get here. But y'all, since the hats are here, y'all, I've had to clean up. I've had to straighten up the fat cave, and y'all hadn't had to do that since the Ginger Bear, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show, since he came through. Damn if I know when it was. But y'all, you know, he stayed here at the fat cave, and y'all, I've had to go through and straighten a lot of things. But y'all, it needed to be done. It needed to be done, so I'm not complaining. But y'all, I just, you know, it's one thing having the Ginger Bear here, and there's another thing to having the Hatterina here. Yes, Big Freddy, are you gonna show her the sling? Y'all, the sling has been taken down and put away, because y'all, there's just some things that the Hatterina don't need to see. Yes, yes. So, but y'all, I've spent most of the day on Sunday, just going through and I shredded a whole lot of stuff, y'all. And y'all, if you don't have a shredder, you need to get one. And I've just put a few things away and kind of tried to just reorganize. I've cleaned off anybody who's been to the fat cave, you know, Straight Bob, my straight boyfriend, he's been here, y'all. Sometimes the broadcasting table gets a little cluttered, and y'all, it is as uncluttered as it's been and I don't know when. I just don't know when. But anyway. But so we got that going on, and y'all, there's a big wedding in the family on Saturday evening, and of course there's a brufkus that we've got to go to Friday morning, and then the rehearsal dinner Friday evening, and then the wedding and reception on Saturday evening, and then I got to do something with them Friday evening and Saturday. Friday evening is the rehearsal dinner. Saturday morning, we'll go to Brofka somewhere, y'all. I don't know. I just don't know. And y'all, the brothers are coming. Y'all, today is my sister-in-law's birthday, and yesterday, Sunday, was my brother's birthday. Y'all, there's a lot of birth canal exiting going on this time of year, and as I mentioned, Dr. Stone was delivered, a few years back. Yes, McFaddy. Let's see, what else did I need to tell you about? Let's go back to Friday. Y'all, I was, it was just me and the new skull in the orifice, the coal mine on Friday. Larry Clyde decided he was going to take the day off. So, y'all, he wasn't there. And then, y'all, I'll get to that in a minute. But, I went to lunch. And, I was on my way home. And I hear, burp, and y'all, it was the grinder. It's the grinder. And you know what the person said? Say it, Dr. Stone. Hi. Y'all, it was my new most regular gentleman caller. And, y'all, he hadn't been over here in a month of Sundays. Maybe 2 months of Sundays. And he goes, McFaddy, are you working today? I said, yes, but I am on my way to the Fat Cave for a little lunch. And he says, well, let me see if I can get over there. And so, y'all, I waited around. Y'all, I had me a cold meatloaf sandwich. McFaddy, don't let your meatloaf. And then y'all got a burp. Hi. Can't make it, Big Fatty. I said, well, that's okay. I said, if you can come over later or some other time this weekend, just let me know. So, y'all, I had my cold meatloaf sandwich. Y'all, it was delicious. Just delicious. Y'all, have you ever had a cold meatloaf sandwich? It's delicious. And I went back to the coal mine and the new skull. Y'all, she was at lunch, and she said she was coming back, and y'all, I waited around, and, y'all didn't see her, and the phone kept ringing, and I thought she was going to lunch, but evidently she's flown the coop. And y'all, when Big Fatty's the only one in the coal mine, there's not a whole lot that I can do to help people that call in on the telephonic device. Because y'all, I just don't know. I just don't know the answers to some of these things. Sometimes I just make stuff up. just to get them off the phone. And y'all, somebody called me asking me about an astronaut. And y'all, why did you call Big Freddy to ask him? Because Big Freddy, you are out in space, that's why. Y'all, about 2:30, I hear, burp, hey, Big Freddy, I'm on my way over. And I went, oh dear, Gussie, well, okay, I'll close the door on the coal mine and I'll rush on home. And y'all, so he came on over, and we had a lovely quickie. Big Freddy, please. And y'all, it was just good to see him again. He's shaved his goatee, the Fu Man, not the Fu Manchu, his what are those things called? It's not the goatee. It's a. What is that called? There's another name for it. It'll come to me. It's a Van Dyke. That's it. Oh, Dick Van Dyke. Yes, Big Freddy. Then I went on back over to the coal mine, and I was the only one there, and y'all, it didn't appear anyone had called or come by while I was gone, and. So I, sat there, and then about 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon, here she comes, and y'all, she's got some kind of curls in her hair. Y'all, she's been to the beauty parlor. She's been under the dryer and everything, and y'all, she's got the big curls and everything. And I went, dear Gussie, and she said, well, honey, I just had to do it. I said, okay. Oh, so y'all, then I headed home after work, and y'all, I hear, or I had a message, or, hey, McCready, what are you doing this evening? And I said, well, I'm going to be at home. And y'all, it was my old most regular gentleman caller. And he says, well, maybe I'll stop by. I said, come on. And so, y'all, he came over, and so we had a lovely time. Y'all, he had come on Thursday, and then he came back on Friday. And y'all, then on Saturday morning, he says, Greg Freddy, what are you doing today? I said, I'm cleaning up for the hats. And he goes, well, maybe I'll stop by. And I didn't hear any more from him. And then I get another message late in the afternoon. Greg Freddy, what are you doing tonight? I said, well, I'm going to make it. And so he says, well, send me a text message when you're on your way home. So, y'all, I didn't hear another word from him until Sunday. Y'all, I hear Sunday afternoon, I hear, Brick Roddy, what are you doing this afternoon? I said, well, I'm just sitting here cleaning up, getting ready for the hats. And he goes, oh, and y'all, I never heard another word from him. So, I don't know. I just don't know. But, y'all, evidently, we're moving into the full moon, y'all, because his hormones are raging. Either that or he's established one of those Glamazon wish lists, y'all, because when the old gal did hers, y'all, she said she felt like a whore, and then all she's done is moan. She's done is moan because nobody has sent her anything. So y'all, she's got the hormones also. Big Freddy, that's a good one. And let's see then, what else? Saturday, did I do anything on Saturday? Let me think. I just went to the Patrick's Pub. And I don't think there was anything else that I did on Saturday. No. And Sunday, y'all, I literally have spent the entire day cleaning. Although, y'all, I woke up at 7 a.m. in the morning, Sunday morning, and y'all, it was too early. It was just too early. That's all I got to say. And so, y'all, I just rolled myself right back over and got up about 10:30 a.m. in the morning. Because, y'all, and I felt much better. so, anyway. And then I had my brofkas. I've heard from several other people about the, excuse me, the Vegas. Y'all, I won't update you today, but y'all, the only bad news about Vegas that I've heard so far is that John up there in the Vermonts, that is the Green Mountain State, y'all, where I believe they do a lot of that maple syrup up there. John up there in the Vermont, he was hoping that he was going to be able to come to Vegas, and y'all, it looks like his plans have changed, and he's not going to be able to do it. And y'all also got lots. I've gotten lots of suggestions from people about a new mattress, and y'all, John says that he has one of those sleep number mattresses. Y'all, I don't have any idea what the hell that is, but he's had it about four years, and he just loves it. And y'all, everybody's told me what kind they have, but y'all, they haven't told me that. How do you go about choosing? Oh, dear God, see, well, Big Freddy, you just choose what they have. Y'all, let me just catch up on the bacon calendar real quickly. For Friday, it was double smoked bacon is streaky bacon that has been smoked for up to 24 hours. It has a strong flavor and is typically used for adding flavor to dishes. For the weekend, it was ham is a celebration, bacon is every day. And that was Art Weinzweig, owner of Zingerman's. And y'all, for today, the Hawaiian luau. Y'all, it is combined two parts bacon vodka, one part butterscotch schnapps, and a splash of pineapple juice. Chill and serve in a margarita glass. Y'all, it sounds like something that Dr. Stone would have.
Need to blow my nose.
And garnish with a pineapple wedge. The drink, not your nose.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Meow!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.